come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
And so, we're going to start this episode out. I am Young Wiz, that very well-kept nigga, and I am here with one and only, the mastermind behind everything, Brandon the Producer. Introduce yourself, sir.
Hey, man, I'm Brandon the Producer, you know. I got tired of sitting in the background, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to go ahead and come to the foreground a little bit and express my opinion, because I'd be in the background getting into these topics, and can nobody can hear me.
Brandon gets into the topics with us all the time. If y'all don't know, Brandon is literally the honorary fourth member of Cognac Communion. Shout out to Dom, the one and only, and shout out to the Gift of Gab, who are not here with us tonight, and we are so sad about this, but it gives us a good time and a good breather and a good space to introduce you guys to the next coming 20 and 20. Honestly, I'm going to give y'all upfront and personal 2020, 2/14, 2020, Valentine's Day. That's right. We are going to bring you guys the first episode of Man Versus World. Man Versus World is me and Brandon's very brand new, very amazing podcast based around the man's thoughts. We're going to give y'all uncut, raw, everything. And okay. So we that wanted works. To give you guys a little touch right now while we have a little breather from the women's intuition. And so why not? Gabby gave us a topic that is... Brandon, do you remember?
Can I say this?
Go for it.
Hey, when we drop, that'll be 4 days after my birthday. So, you know, that's going to be a special turn up edition show for me, because I should be well into, you know, my birthday month. So, you know, shout out Aquariuses out there.
Shout out the Aquariuses. I want y'all to understand exactly what this means. So definitely with all the promo leads to it and everything like that, we're shouting out Brandon. We're putting Brandon in that birthday mood and everything like that. But like I said, Man Versus World is the amazing podcast. I just want to give y'all some insight into what we're doing, and then we're going to get right into the topic. Man Versus World is an outlook from the man perspective, unfiltered, untamed, because unfortunately, in this day and age and everything we're dealing with, we get wrapped up in being politically correct. But guess what? We don't have to be. So, matter of fact, no, I'm not going to do it on this one. But like I said, if y'all want all the everything and the cussing and all that, honestly, it's going to be on Man Versus World. We're going to give you guys, all of us and everything like that. I want to, honestly, from me right now, I want to hear why Brandon felt like Man Versus World, from his perspective, was necessary. Because Brandon honestly came to me with this idea and everything like that, and I had to ponder it for a second, kind of see how it coincides and simultaneously works with Cognac Communion, because I feel like, honestly, a lot of the time, you need the balance.
Yeah,
but
definitely.
Sometimes, you know, whether it be at the bar, whether it be at in the man cave, whether it be anywhere, you need just to be able to say, fuck Donald Trump. So, B, why do you feel like Man Versus World was so important?
Yeah, man, honestly, the reason why I felt that this was going to be a good show, or at least a good podcast, because, you know, there's thousands of podcasts out there now, but it's like, with Cognac and Communion, what makes that so special is that we, you know, you have the female perspective, you have the guy perspective, you kind of have a collaborative perspective, but, you know, sometimes it gets skewed to the female side, and, you know, we might have some, I just want to create a space that's basically open for us as men to express ourselves, express what we're talking about, kind of get our opinion out there without the, you know, kind of pushback. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of a way for us to kind of freely talk. It's like a man cave, you know what I'm saying? Just freely talk about our ideas, express our opinions with no judgment, you know what I'm saying? And maybe, probably not, but maybe we can, you know, get the other side to understand us a little bit better. In a nutshell.
I'm definitely, with all of that, that's exactly what Man Versus World is. It gives us the opportunity to be more vocal in a situation because this world being so hard on women and hard on Black women, we unfortunately leave ourselves no real room to be honest. Right. And that's kind of, it's not just, like I said, on that frame of Black women and, you know, hearing their side and everything like that, it also falls under just the way that we talk and everything like that, whether it comes under politics, religion, just several different things. And I want you guys to know up front and personal that me and Brandon are very open men. We're two different men that have lived two different lives that have collided in just the weirdest way, you know, when we get a little bit in and everything like that. I definitely want you guys to hear our story, how we got here, and just how our relationship birthed Cognac Chameleon, Man Versus World, and just some real relationships,
a whole bunch of other things in the pocket right
that
now.
are just sitting here and waiting to develop. And as Brandon was saying about our views being skewed with women sometimes because of our need to kind of, you know, allow them their own space and everything like that. We want to get right into the topic, which is, have men become lax or comfortable because of the introduction of the independent woman?
Ooh.
I'll give Brandon a little, you know, go ahead and kind of, while you digest that, definitely give people a couple different looks on it, as far as we spoke on a while ago, and you were trying to analyze that title and give people other questions or the question in a different way. So go ahead and do that for me.
Have men
become lax / comfortable,
right,
because of the introduction of the independent woman?
Right. So you can look at this a couple ways, right? It's like, that's a tricky question. Cause I mean, it's like, are you saying, are men becoming lazy, or are you saying men are taking a step back to let their woman fill the space that these independent women are trying to fill? And how do we balance that? You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you don't want to overshadow, but at the same time, you don't want to seem like you're either lazy or being taken advantage of, or you don't want to get comfortable in that spot, period, right? You don't want to get comfortable not doing what you're supposed to do, you know, as a quote unquote man.
Like I said, Brandon is my big brother, and like he just said, you don't want to get caught off guard, you know, not doing what you're supposed to. And I'm glad he said that, right? Because the craziest thing is, as we lay back or as we do certain things, it's kind of hard not to get quote unquote comfortable. Right. And it's hard not to become lax in these situations, because when you're not used to something, when you're not doing something, when you don't practice something every day, it's easy to not do it.
Well,
let me
even jump in here with this, right? How do you pick and choose? You know what I'm saying? When you become a man, you know what I'm saying? Like, or when the independent woman, you know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, now if we're independent women or independent, do we stop doing gentleman things? Because women still want to be treated like women, right? So it's like, at what, like, what, how, where's that line at? You know what I'm saying? Like, what does independent women mean by I'm an independent woman? You know what I'm saying? Like, if we sleep and we hear a bump in the night, does that mean she go get up and check it out? Or what? You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. So I don't think y'all understood what he just said. So I think I need to give y'all a little more insight. The man said, if we are asleep and we hear a bump in the night, are you going to check it out?
You know
that right there for me is a clear indication. So before we even step onto that, a second ago he mentioned the fact of being. I want to say you said what was the exact thing you said? You said has men it was being comfortable or it was.
Yeah, are we?
That's what it was. Compromise. It was something about compromise or finding the balance. That was the word.
The balance at?
So the balance is the word. But for me, honestly, before we get into it, let me read you the exact thing. So this is a topic that we will discuss in depth on Cognac Communion, on their terms, on the woman's terms and everything, platform, because women, queens, black queens, queens of all colors come first. But the exact question and the wording, everything, shout out to the Gift of Gab.
Gabby's topic right here.
Are women wrong for not taking their husband's last name, especially if they've accomplished so much as a single person?
That is a tough one right there.
So with that right there, that is the main topic. That is a topic that we're going to control and digest and break down, dissect on Cognac Communion. But on Man Versus World, we're talking about the comfort. And I say comfort with a grain of salt because, honestly, from my point of view, the lack of men because of what women have accomplished, what they've done. But with that being said, we're going to take a break. I'm over here drinking some Malibu and pineapple, so definitely go get y'all a drink. And we'll get back to y'all in a little bit.
For sure.
What up? It is the boy Young Wiz, and I'm here with the one and only
Brandon the producer.
And I'm glad you guys are getting familiar with Brandon. Like I said, Brandon is my brother, one of my best people to talk to and get advice from and everything like that. And so before we got off and took our break, we were talking about the topic, which is are men lax, are men comfortable with the introduction or because of the introduction of the independent woman. And Brandon was giving us his insight, and my insight is that, yeah, I think they are, and unfortunately, we are. I'm not even going to put it on other men. I'm going to put it on men. The fact of being lax and lazy and not understanding, quote-unquote, the compromise. Brandon used a good word of the balance behind understanding that no matter what height or anything your woman reaches, you are still the man. And as the man, there are so many things that are expected of you. You feel me, Brandon? Like,
yeah.
I don't think it's so many guys that I feel like because of these heights and because of where their woman reaches and everything like that, they feel like they can now slack.
Right.
For me, one of the worst things I've heard, and it becomes a back and forth on fairness, I guess, but we're not going to get into the whole fairness thing because as much as we can get to that line, there's always going to be a 50-49, 1%, you know, in the air split because of the fact that men are naturally kind of protectors. men are naturally kind of the strength behind the family or behind the community, behind everything. It's so crazy because when you really can take a little bit from everything that you learn, so many people, no matter if you agree with them or disagree with them, can teach you. I was listening to one guy the other day, Brandon, you know, I don't want to get killed, you know, my girl and everything like that. But this guy was telling me about polygamy. Okay. He was really getting into it and really getting into depth on it. And he was, within teaching me about his polygamy and everything like that, he was pushing the narrative of, for one, we as Black people were not made to survive in this Euro society. And when I say Euro society, a Euro idea of marriage that was put together, and his idea was saying that, you know, we should have multiple women and that's how we all provide and bring back to the family and everything like that. Like I said, I didn't agree with him, but
hey, that's a slippery slope, bro.
I gotta make that very clear. That's the first thing that I want to make very clear, that I believe in monogamy. I believe in the idea of marriage and family, the old school Lucy way, not two different beds, but everything else. And so Black men don't cheat. So they just went in. But, you know, shout out to Lonnie Love. You know, I don't agree with you, but I'll never respect you. I'll never disrespect you, Queen. And so for me, what I did agree with him on and what he did touch on that was very strong and spoke to me was the fact that people will introduce or publicize how they want the narrative to go. So if we are speaking from that bigger idea, you know, Big Brother's watching everything like that, from his point of view, he was saying that why does only the negatives about Black people get publicized so heavily versus the positives about Black people? And when the positives are publicized, it's towards the women who have now taken the forefront. And when you are trying to collapse a whole society, when I say a whole culture, why wouldn't you want to battle? And this is not against any woman or anything like that, but why wouldn't you want to go against the weaker link? And when I say the weaker link, at the end of the day, women think with emotions, and with emotions comes the possibility of giving chances. And when I say chances, be, you know, hear me out, I'm saying this to say that women will ignore the disrespect in a certain way because they see the end goal. And compared to a man at the end of the day who will say, fuck that job, because my respect comes first. Does that make sense?
Okay. I see your angle.
You see my angle? Because go ahead.
So you're talking from a stance of pride. You know what I'm saying? So therefore, I'd rather stand up for myself and not allow certain things to go on. Whereas women might ignore things, they're more pliable than a man would be in certain situations. Is that where you're going with that?
For sure. Like certain examples that I can use is, I seen a post about, you know, Instagram, it gives me all types of things and whatnot. Insight, it gives me drama, it gives me all type of stuff.
Right.
But I see all these posts and everything like that. So this one post I've run across it several times, and it was about a woman who literally said that she was not allowed to learn. This is back in, you know, kind of the desegregation days or segregation at the same time. And so she wasn't allowed to stay in the classroom in college to learn and everything like that. So she went every day and stood outside the classroom and got her degree like that.
Okay.
There's so many men. I don't know how many men would actually do that. And that goes right back to, if you guys ever
Wouldn't stand outside the classroom to learn, or wouldn't allow that situation to occur?
Well, when you say allow at the end of the day, this is a time where black people had no, they didn't have any say-so. So when they say allow, but then that gave the man the excuse to say, fuck this shit.
Right.
They don't want me to learn? I ain't going to learn. I'm going to go find this money another way. Instead of, you know, standing up there, taking your notes outside, whatever you have to do and everything like that. Right. That always...
They're standing there, you know, taking notes and stuff like that, whereas a man would just go and find another way.
I'm about to go get a job. I'm about to go work in this steel mill. I'm about to go hustle.
Got it.
Fuck it.
Yeah.
You know, y'all don't want me to learn and shit like that? Fuck it. My daddy didn't know how to read.
That's
so why I need to know
true.
How to read.
That's absolutely true. And they use their muscle and brawn versus really
the brain.
The brain, to be honest with you, exactly.
And when you know, think of the brain, I think a woman thinks, even from her perspective, she thinks generational.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, we have more men, shout out Jay, that thinks generational. But the initial concept of the men and everything like that, they were dealing with just in-house, you know, the immediate family and everything like that, and what was the day-to-day. How are we going to eat today? And so from that woman, like I said, even touching on another thing in Hidden Figures and everything like that, a lot of things they talked about were the fact that these women were the backbone, and there was no way to get to the moon without them, but they couldn't be in the main room when the men were talking.
Right.
But they stuck it out. And now they got a movie about them at the end of the day. Do you get what I mean? Like that generational wealth at the end of the day, and that generational legacy that a lot of men back in the day didn't think about, didn't care, and couldn't even fathom because they had to worry about today.
Right. And see, you're touching on the main point of this whole conversation that I'd like to talk about, which is balance. You know what I'm saying? I go back to that word of balance.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You just proved the point in your whole conversation right there, is that if you don't have balance, there are reasons why we're made up the way we're made up and things like that. And I'm not trying to sound sexist or say that women can't do. They can do. But that's not what your purpose is in some instincts. You know what I'm saying? In some instances. And I'm just speaking mainly in general, because I know that there are certain situations where the woman is the only source of everything. So therefore, she is that. You know what I'm saying? There's certain situations where the man has to play both roles. You know what I'm saying? But we're talking about in man versus woman, or man and woman, I shouldn't say versus, man and woman are here to do certain things. You know what I'm saying? You just sat here and said, women use their brains, okay? So we need y'all to do those activities so that we can, I mean, we're using our brains too. We ain't the Neanderthals, right? But at the same time, we're using the other parts of our being to get things done. Like you said, we need to know how we gonna eat today, okay? You, as the woman, can make the plan, you know what I'm saying? And we go out and do, or whatever, you know what I'm saying? However that works. I'm not saying that I'm the expert, but I'm just saying that there has to be
no
balance
sure. But that's the worst thing. I feel like a lot of men feel like because they aren't the mastermind, because they aren't the lead, because they aren't quote unquote respected in the capacity that they want to be respected, that
right.
It can't work, or I can't deal with this, or, you know, I'll leave and everything like that. Sure. One of the worst things for me, honestly, is looking back on certain things back in the day and seeing the dynamics of a man wanting to have his cake and eat it too. And when I say that, it becomes, I'll give you two different examples. A man that, let's say, has a wife and still wants to go out and do him and, you know, doesn't take into consideration what it could do or what could happen to his family, but at the same time, quote unquote, loves his family.
Right.
That those two things don't add up.
Right.
You have to find out why you can't just stay home. Why is it so hard to stay home? Why is it so hard to understand or to respect not only this woman, but yourself and your family? And then on the other side,
you look at it within the family, right?
You look at the dynamic within the family. And a man sometimes feels like, because, you know, I start hearing this new thing, and this is obviously something new, I promise you, but a stay-at-home dad.
Okay.
And some that for me doesn't sit right, because a man that don't work, don't eat. and that right there.
There you go.
It says it all. And yeah. For me, when I say work, you going out and busting your ass for 4 hours, 6 hours a day looking for a job, that's work.
Yeah.
You coming home and cooking and cleaning and folding some clothes, making sure these kids is fed and, you know, taken care of, that's work.
Right.
So if you ain't got no job, I need you to find a job. I need you to make a job.
Right.
There is too much things in this world.
Something to do.
Too much
contributing to the family's progression.
Progression. And when I say progression, I need you on a daily basis as a man, as a person. We're not even going to speak on a man. To not only think about your family's day-to-day progression, week-to-week progression, month-to-month progression,
yeah,
but year-to-year progression. Because if you can't see the finish line, how do you know it's there?
Yep. Bro, I just had an epiphany. You just hit it. We keep on, and this man, this goes back, I'm going to take a little tangent. This goes back to something, a conversation I had before about how we as people always have to be competitive. I was talking about this in the political sense, where we always have to pick a side. You know what I'm saying? It's always Democrat versus Republican, or, you know what I'm saying, or whatever, left versus right. And, you know, in this case, same thing applies. It's man versus woman when it shouldn't be that. It's we're people, right? We're people. If you take the gender out of it, you know what I'm saying? Because that's where everybody kind of focuses on. Like, oh, since I'm a woman, I can't do X, Y, Z. I can't turn a wrench or do something like that. Nah, it's okay.
Shit, if you can find the wrench, like,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know. But no, if you call it what it is, we're people in this relationship. All right. Now you just start defining what your roles in the relationship are, not gender role, but what your roles are going to be. Am I going to be the one to go out and make the money? Are we both going to go out and make the money? Well, then if we're both out, we both got to split up this responsibility for the kids or with the kids or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And then learn how that works together. You know what I'm saying? It's not taking anything from you, you know, you as the woman or me as the man. You know what I'm saying? It's we need to figure this game plan out together. Who's going to pay the bills? Who's going to actually pay the bills? You know what I'm saying? Where are we going to put the money at? You know what I'm saying?
But for me, and I don't really want to get into, because, you know, I'm be honest with y'all, just having this natural conversation, everything like that, I'm going to give it to y'all straight up. 2/14/2020, the topic is gender roles.
Yeah.
We'll get into it. We'll talk on it, and we'll get into a lot more. But I'm a big person on gender roles. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to fake the funk. I'm not going to, you know, shimmy anywhere left or right. I'm going to stand firm on it. I'm a big person of gender roles. And why I say I'm a big person of gender roles is going right back to what B said. Are you going to get out the bed if you hear a crook in the night?
Yep.
A bump in the night.
Yep.
No.
And that is the answer. No. No, you are not.
No.
So therefore,
no. And we, I'm not waiting on nobody. I don't need that. No, you're not.
Hey,
and
I'm going to jump in on this.
To be honest with you,
man.
No, to be honest with you, you shouldn't have to.
Right.
There are certain things that you shouldn't have to. Like, I think that because of the way that they were raised and the way that certain things happened in the past and everything like that, kids became entangled in gender roles. And that's not it. Let's take that out the box. Because when it comes to kids at the end of the day, as much as a girl needs her mom to make her a woman, she needs her father to let her know how a woman should be treated.
Right.
And right back in reverse, as much as a boy needs his father to make him a man, he needs his mom, his mother, to make him or to teach him how to treat a woman.
Exactly.
And so it coincides with something.
Yeah.
Bro, that 444 album, if y'all didn't know, if y'all ain't up on Jay, if y'all ain't gave him even a little, you know, kind of leverage and understanding and, you know, sitting down with him, I definitely want you guys to go ahead and check out that 444 album. You can listen to it from head to toe, but the song I was listening to, I can't be 100% sure. It was either Marcy Me or Legacy. And he quoted Wu-Tang and it said, "Your seed married my seed." And it becomes a situation where what he was trying to incite or let you guys know is, as we sit here and we have play cousins, play aunties, and play this and play that or whatever like that, as long as it's not blood, because incest or have your kids with six fingers and shit. But as long as it's just play this or whatever case may be, you want to be around certain people, certain fathers or mothers that are raising their kids right, and you kind of give kids the pathway. You put them in a barrel and everything like that, you know, four boys, four girls and whatnot. Let them choose how they may, whether it be, you know, finding a common ground on anime or on technology, on engineering, on sports. You let them go, you know, come together and everything like that. You teach your kids right, I teach my kids right. And we literally start a community within ourselves that we can be comfortable with, that we can be proud of. And we continue on these legacies, the Carter name, the Hardeman name, you continue on your name and your legacy throughout just everything, throughout life, and you gain such a stronger bloodline. And so, like I said, when going back into this,
all of that is under attack right now, though.
Under attack,
all of these different tangents off of the basic fundamentals of a family. You know what I'm saying? The basic fundamentals, basic foundations. You know what I'm saying? My thing is,
for sure.
My thing is, and this might break off into a different direction too, but my thing is that if you don't create a foundation first in anything, a building won't stand without a foundation first, right?
Period. Period. Say that again, B.
Wait. Building will not stand without a foundation first. Okay.
Come on.
So with this generation of kids right now, and the way that we're allowing them to think what they want to think, be who they want to be, and it's okay to let a person, a child become their own. You know what I'm saying? But you still have to lay the foundation and give them a basic understanding of what life is and how life is. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's like, you got to plant the seed, water the seed, but first you got to fertilize the damn soil, right?
Put in the work.
Put in the work.
It's simple as that. Put in the work.
And man, I'm just going to go ahead and put this out there, right? With kids and this whole gender thing, you know what I'm saying? And like gender.
Wait. Before you take that there, I definitely want to give the disclaimer. I can't go completely in on the view from his, like, you know, everything like that. But I can say on the bigger scale that we are not against the LGBTQ.
LMNOPQRS TUV.
See, when you say that, it becomes disrespectful. You got to get it right. The LGBTQ. We're not against that. We're not against them. But
we're not against them at all.
On top of not being against them,
and I'm not trying. We are. And listen, I'm not trying to say anything about like the fact that what's real is real. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to come against that at all.
And maybe I can get an insight right now. So do you look at it, or is your view that LGBTQ, the whole society, the whole culture of that is born into culture or made culture?
I think that's a tough one because I struggle with that, and I'm putting it on the table. I struggle with that, but at the same time, I believe that you can be born, but I also believe that certain patterns can be essentially learned. You know what I'm saying? Like,
for sure.
I don't want to say, like, I'm not saying that it's not already inside of you, and then whatever you're learning just kind of helps you get to the conclusion that you're trying to get to.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that is a possibility. You know what I mean? Where I'm going in with it at the end of the day is that you still can't learn who you are without understanding what you are or who you are first, or at least having an understanding of what that even is. You know what I'm saying? That's the foundation that I'm talking about. It's like, you know, I have boys, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, okay, if one of them ended up being gay, whatever, wanted to be going that in that direction. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't be upset with that. You know what I'm saying? But my kids right now are understanding the foundation of, you know, what a man is, not even what a man is. I even hate saying that like that. But what I'm saying is at least give them a direction first and then let them, when they become of age, because we always talk about, isn't there some type of science that says that a child's brain is not fully developed until a certain age?
For sure.
Is that correct?
Yes. So yes.
When my 8-year-old son comes to me and says, and he hasn't done this, but if he comes to me and says something about, you know, whatever, he can change his mind next week or the next minute. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, how are we like so quick to push? See, us as adults, we have our own mindset already on what, you know, the LGBT community is and what heterosexuality is and all that kind of stuff. And I think that we fall victim into projecting those things onto our kids based on certain aspects or based on certain things that they may do. Okay.
For sure.
Just because, like, in my opinion, okay, if a little boy is walking around in high heels or trying to put on makeup or something like that, you know what I'm saying? How do you know? And I'm not saying all these cases are like this, but how do you know that boy is not just trying to mimic what they're seeing their mother do? You know what I'm saying? Some boys have a close bond to their mother. Some boys have such a close bond to their mother that they pick up certain mannerisms from their parent or their mother. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, but that doesn't mean that boy is going to grow up and wants to be gay, unless, or want to be a girl. I should say it that way. Want to be a girl. You know what I'm saying? Unless they're old enough to make those decisions to know what a girl and a boy is and what that is. But in reality, you know, kids don't know what being gay really means. You know what I'm saying?
And I think that's one of my biggest things too. Like, why are you touching on it and everything like that?
I didn't mean to take this conversation in this direction. I really didn't.
No. Opposed from the whole point, because we'll just touch on it real fast and then we'll transition right back into the whole everything. But I really don't understand how, because I am a person that believes that it's something that's born into a person and everything like that. I've had this conversation several times and everything like that. But, you know, as things are born into you, just like, you know, pedophilia, I hope I got that right. Yeah. Just like, I watch so many different shows. I'm very, a very open book as far as trying to get insight into different things and whatnot. And so, being a serial killer, it's some type of, you know, disorder, all these different things and whatnot. And all these things are born into you at the end of the day. There has to be not only a comfortability for you to then transition or explore these different things, like what he just said. If a boy is wearing makeup or wearing high heels at the end of the day, I would not automatically take that as, like, in a joking way, I'm not going to lie to you, it may be made to be a joke, like, oh, that nigga going to be gay, or certain things and whatnot like that, but it's not like you being honest with it. But what happens is a child is taking on whatever persona or what they see as cool or, you know, what they want to kind of get into or think about. And so, you know, that's what I think about it.
Right. Exactly. I mean, you know, like I said, you know, it's our responsibility as parents to, you know, let them be free spirits and let them be develop into who they're going to develop into. But we need to guide them. You know what I'm saying? We need to guide them. If we allow all these children to just do whatever they want to do, how they want to do it, like I said, a building cannot stand without a foundation. These children cannot stand without a foundation. This world will not be able to continue to grow, you know, at least in a way that I see us wanting the world to grow, without a good foundation. You know what I'm saying? If we got all these wild, you know, wild bills out here, then it's like, who knows? Like for right now, this whole gender thing has got everybody upside down. It's not anything personally against one person. But now, for instance, let's throw the bathroom thing in there, right? Okay. So now you're telling, you know, a man, again, I have no problem with this. I need to keep on saying this disclaimer, right? I don't care.
For sure.
I don't care. I'm just trying to figure out which way is up at this point, right? So a woman coming into a man's bathroom, probably not a big, you know, not a big deal at all, right? The problem comes in, and this goes back into the whole, you know, independent woman and gender thing and all that kind of stuff, right? So as a man, we accept more things probably as, you know, that would be considered offensive to a woman. Like, if a man walked into a woman's bathroom, you know what I'm saying? Women are going to have problems with that, at least most women. Some women have accepted that now and all that kind of stuff. But a man that's dressed as a woman, that identifies as a woman, going into a woman's restroom, is that appropriate or not appropriate? You know what I'm saying? I don't know the answer to that. Obviously now, the way society's going, it's fine, I guess, but still, that opens the door for all types of things. What about the man, the pervert now, that's pretending to identify as a woman just to have the excuse to go into a woman's bathroom to do whatever and whatever? You know what I'm saying? Like, when you start chipping at certain aspects of life, right, or norms of life, you don't know what other doors you're opening up and exposing. That's all I'm saying, is that we got to pay attention to what we're doing and how we're doing it, and making sure that, you know,
we're aware of the repercussions of everything that happens. And that ties right back in to everything we've been saying, which is, as we give the okay to certain things, whether it be, like we spoke on, you know, the bathrooms and everything like that, and changing, you know, what is the norm. And this might date it, but I definitely want to shout out and just the stand of, I can't exactly know where, because I know that each state gets their own way of doing things and everything like that, but there is a bill that's being passed where kids have to play the sport that's on their birth certificate. And for me, that's a big thing. That's a big, you know, win at the end of the day. Not against anybody, but if it's, you can't take that from birth. Whatever, you, a boy is a boy and a girl is a girl. And until they turn,
they turn 18. Gender, there can be, you can identify as whatever gender you want to, but you cannot change what sex,
who you are, you were born. Period. And that becomes a bigger thing, because now they're allowing, there's parents that are, you know, allowing kids to do it and different stuff like that, you know, and that's something that they'll have to deal with. But like I was saying, it ties right back into everything, that the more we allow and the more that we get lax on different things and whatnot, the more that we are opening ourselves up to what comes with it, opening Pandora's box in a certain way. Before we get into closing off this session, I want to head back into our sponsors, and we'll be right back after that. What up, what up? We are back to close off and cap off the show. It is Young Wiz, that Kep/Woke NIGGA.
And it's Brandon the producer, aka BTP the genius.
BTP the genius. And we can went kind of left and, you know, got into a couple of other topics, but we want to make sure we bring it all the way back to the forefront of what we came into with. Of course, we are missing the queens of the show, Mrs. Dom, and we have Miss the Gift of Gab. How could I forget?
Yeah,
but Gift of Gab. The male voice is here with the male genius behind the board to give you guys the first taste of Man vs. World. Once again, coming to you guys February 14th, with the first topic being on gender roles. So I want you guys to make sure y'all tune into that. And bringing it back to the topic of the day.
That might get a little spicy, man. It might get a little spicy. Gender roles. It's a touchy topic.
I'm telling you, gender roles is going to get hot, spicy, and we ain't even got to really worry about nothing because,
you might make people mad. I'm just saying.
But
we ain't got to worry about it.
on top of that, we got some special, you know, guests and couple of interviews we're going to throw in there just to give y'all like that. We not the only ones that the male voice will be heard. Man vs. World, February 14th, 2020. Yes, the topic of the day is, are men becoming or have men become more lax / lazy / comfortable because of the introduction of the independent woman? Before I give my take on it, my full take to close out the show, I want to let the genius tell me exactly, you know, what he even came to.
Give my thoughts on this topic. Let's see. So
please do.
After all we talked about, I don't think that men are necessarily becoming lax when it comes to the introduction of the independent woman. I think that it's overall just a confusing time that we're in right now. You know what I'm saying? I think that there's so many things changing in the world, in society, like, you know, cancel culture, you can't say the right thing no more. Like, you know, it's very touchy. So I think when it comes to women and this, you know, uplifting women and, you know, independent thing, I think that it's just a confusing road to be on. It's like, okay, do I do this? Do I don't, you know, do I not do this? Or, you know, so I think once we get a hang of, you know, the do's and the don'ts to this whole situation, I think things will get better and things will get, you know, things will start to smoothen out a little bit. But I'm definitely for independent women, but I just need to know, you know, where the rubber meets the road. Because I'm like, yo, like I said earlier, you know what I'm saying? Does that mean I ain't got to get up when we hear the bump in the night? I'm going to roll over and tap you and be like, yo, somebody downstairs. It sound like,
hey,
did you hear that?
What you to do after the other person go check is your business. Because, you know, women, they be so spooked. Or some women, I'm not going to lie, some women be spooked there because some women just go back to sleep, whatever case it be, like that.
Yeah.
And so, it's like you said, if I get to roll over, I'm definitely going to take that chance.
Hey, I'm just joking. Of course I'm going to get up. You know what I'm saying? Of course I'm going to get up. But I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying?
Like, but like I said,
Do I open the door anymore? Like,
having to get our feeding right, get our settings right. But from the bigger perspective and from that bigger, greater picture, I feel like men have become less of the provider because they feel like they're making less and they need to become the psychological provider. We have to now break the curses and the bad vibes that's been given to us of the can't we can't do and what we can't be. I see so much more male chefs now and just male nurses. Just different ideas that have been broken over the years that
women
give
mechanics.
Us a better sense of women mechanics, where each side can be who they want to be. But at the same time, I also want to make it apparent, or, you know, that everybody gets a choice, because that woman mechanic can still be a mother five and, you know, a wife. And she doesn't have to be rough tuffing or afro puff. Nothing against them. And so I want everybody to be able to coexist. Men have become lax. I can't say that. There isn't enough chivalry. Chivalry is not dead, though. Chivalry was in a recession, and now it's in a renaissance. We are bringing it back and coming through with promoting more empowerment of kings and queens. The more you see representation of yourself, the more that you can see yourself being that. I've seen some of my closest people and get days in the city. You know, shout out to Mustard, shout out to 1500. This is really a possibility. And I think that's the main thing, that once a man or a boy sees himself as an asset, something that I was hearing from somebody I really mentioned to, Derek Grace, all the time. But once you see yourself as an asset outside of money, you'll be able to know your true worth. And I can end it right there. I don't really have to.
That's a good cap right there.